You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams, here live in the Right Side studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, welcome to Tuesday. It's just Tuesday. We don't have a sound effect for Tuesday. It's just Tuesday. It's the day after Monday. It's not quite hump day. It's just Tuesday. But you're still marching through the week, and Boomer's on the board. Hey, bud.
Hey.
How are you?
Just marching.
Tuesday.
Tuesday, God, ready for Wednesday.
But Lord, it's a good-looking Tuesday,
man,
though, man.
I'm just saying, the weather outside is nice.
This past weekend, I drove to Huntsville and back with the top off the Jeep and the windows down, and nice.
And it was great.
It's like, this is the weather that Jeeps were made for, by the way. Just
yes,
saying.
It is.
This is why you have a Jeep. And all the rest of y'all non-Jeep owners start thinking, maybe I should get a Jeep. That's what you're thinking. I always say we're a sponsor of the show. But anyway. Hey, listen, no guests today. Content was too thick. I mean, there's just too much going on right now in the dippers. So I'm just going to jump right in there and say, hit it.
The Triple Dipper. Three stories you've got to know.
That's right, the Triple Dipper, three stories, three themes, if you will, that you got to know as we run today's show. Number one, right out the gate, I'm calling it the common defense. Now, okay, most of you have heard the preamble to the U.S. Constitution. To promote tranquility, provide for the common defense, you know the whole thing. But have you ever thought about what level of governance does that apply to? What level of governance is supposed to provide for the common defense? I'm going to tell you right now, it's supposed to be all of them. So, yeah, we'll talk about that. Number one of the Triple Dipper, the common defense. And then number two, word benders. Didn't get to it yesterday, so I put it in number two today. It's amazing to me. I mean, sometimes you see spin, you know. Well, we have a different side of the story. You might want to hear our version of the story. Then again, sometimes all they're doing is bending words. That's all they're doing. It's like I said yesterday, John Mayer, the singer-songwriter, he wrote a song that said when they own the information, oh, they can bend it all they want. Well, that's what we're talking about today. Word benders. Just basically it's a lie, but we'll talk about that. And then number three, all the world's a stage. Joe Biden up on the dais today at the United Nations, addressing the world's leaders, all the world's a stage. You can quote Shakespeare, or maybe you quote that as being Rush's 1976 live album. But nonetheless, all the world's a stage. How are we doing on the world stage? Yeah, we'll talk about it. All right, listen, I'm going to jump into my comments here, and I will tell you this. Southern Immediate Care is one of our sponsors, and we are grateful beyond belief. Appreciate Southern Immediate Care, a chain of clinics all throughout North Alabama. They're in places like Gadsden, Anniston, five locations in and around the Birmingham area. But they are the daily sponsor of the Right Side Way monologue. Open 7 days a week at all locations. Walk-ins welcome, all ages. And that's who I use personally. Southern Immediate Care, sponsor of the Right Side Way monologue. All right, let me just say this. Maybe it's because it's my personal experiences. But sometimes, to me, the greatest analogies that I can draw to help describe where I see things in the world come from the military. So I'll ask you this. Are we in a fight right now? And I'd say arguably, yes, we are. I believe that we're in a fight right now to save the values and the culture that has made this country great. I believe that there is a very real attempt by the progressive left to dismantle the very institutions that make this country great. Things like the family unit and the private sector economy, issues of faith, a nation with a work ethic, patriotism. All of these things, in my opinion, are under attack. So let me paint an analogy using the military as a backdrop. And I'll first start by telling you a story. So years ago, when I was attending the infantry officer basic course at what was then called Fort Benning, I'm still not used to that, we had some international students training in our class. All right, a few of them were squared away, but a few of them were just worthless. The idea that some of them were going to become leaders in their own armies back home gave me some real concern. But there was one, that really stood out. He was from the country of Chad in northern Africa, and he was one of the laziest men I have ever run across. So it came time for our training to progress up from platoon-level tactics to company level. And we're in the field for a couple of weeks. We're put through a series of training exercises and leadership evaluations, and on one particular night, we had set in on a company-sized patrol base. Basically, it's about 150 men in a perimeter about the size of a football field somewhere in the Georgia woods. We had set up our securities, put out our gun emplacements, coordinated with adjacent positions so we could ensure we had interlocking fields of fire. We dug together to make our hasty fighting positions. We set out our claymores and our trip flares, ran our commo wire, put out our forward observation posts, and then we bedded down for the night with guard shifts posted. And then at some point, the whole perimeter woke up at like zero dark 30 to hear somebody yelling, "Where's Mugabe? Where the blankety blank is Mugabe?" Well, apparently, one of the instructors had made a check of the perimeter, found that nobody was guarding 1st Platoon sector. And you guessed it, our dude from Chad was supposed to be on shift, and he was nowhere to be found. At that point, though, I could hear the student first sergeant getting chewed out by the instructor for having an open perimeter. It was obvious that that mess was about to roll downhill. Well, the next thing I knew, I could hear several people yelling and flashlights scanning around as students who were being rousted began looking for that Mugabe guy. He had been on their last nerves for a while, and the camel's back had just been broken by the very last straw. Suddenly, we could all hear sounds that told everybody else who was listening in the dark that Mugabe had indeed been found, and it wasn't good. He was tucked away in his blanket, snoring away. The sounds of a legitimate rousting began, and then we heard this, and it's still an inside joke my family tells. We could hear Mugabe, in the darkness in the distance, yelling, "You cannot do this to me! I am a very important person in my country!" Well, it was pure comedy as the boys in 1st Platoon made sure he knew he was not so important to them. But Mugabe had done more than just intentionally sleep through his guard detail, because it was intentional. He did more than just sleep through his guard detail. He had missed getting his side of the perimeter ready for what the Army calls stand to. And that's my point. You see, there's no lack of danger when troops go out on the line. Setting up a patrol base or any other type of defensive operation requires that you never stop improving your fighting position. You never stop removing obstacles that impede your fields of fire. You continually assess and patrol and reassess and patrol some more. And then you always pay even more attention right at the time that we call beginning morning nautical twilight, BMNT. So in today's modern era of warfare with night vision devices, it still stands to reason that there's a time when the enemy is still most likely to attack. And that time, generally speaking, is the hour right before true sunrise. It's a period called BMNT, when the sun is 12 degrees or so below the eastern horizon. The sky is not really light, but it's lighter. You can start to see the shapes of dark trees silhouetted against a slightly lighter sky. You can just start to see your hand in front of your face. And if you've been in the field long enough, you can even feel a slight change in the barometric pressure as the sun moves up towards the skyline. It's dark, but it's not the darkest. And it's the most dangerous time of all because that's the time that historically sees the most likely time frame for an enemy attack on a fixed position. They can just see enough to move towards you, but still not be easily detected. And that is when troops are supposed to go to stand to. You see, Mugabe had not only failed to pull his shift, he had also failed at the most important job of all. At the tail end of his shift, as BMNT approaches, the process begins with the last man on that shift moving from one fighting position to another and quietly making sure each person hears him say, "Hey, stand to. Everybody up, stand to." It's an abbreviated way of saying stand to arms. And for that period of time, until the leadership determines the time to stand down, every man is on every gun, facing forward, attention on the likely avenues of approach, watching, listening, waiting. Units that don't practice the discipline of stand to, they can pay a high price for having a little extra comfort. So I'm going to go out on a limb here and suggest to you that, culturally speaking, we in America right now, we're at stand to in our culture. The enemy has been slowly closing in on our perimeter. Have we prepared? Have we done all we can to prepare ourselves socially, fiscally, culturally, spiritually, right there on our own perimeter? Ask yourself if you've taken the time to continue to upgrade your positions and make yourself a harder target. Have you developed your conservative relationships and your connections so you can have interlocking fields of fire? And more importantly, are you watching carefully with a different level of intensity? Have you considered whether it's time to go to stand two? I mean, it's so easy to get comfortable. It's so easy just to curl up and relax and assume that somebody else has got this. But if you stand two, you might realize the library in your little hometown is one of those with pornographic books in the kids section. If you stand two, you're more likely to notice when the Freedom From Religion Foundation demands that the manger scene at your child's school be taken down. If you stand two, you're more likely to know whether or not your elected officials vote differently than what they told you they would. If you stand two, and you stay alert, and you're ready, then the attacks that are sure to come right when they hope you're sleeping can be repelled because you've taken the time, you've put in the effort, you've worked with others, you've developed a plan, all so that you and those you stand with can stand too in that cold gray half light just before the dawn. Or, you know what? Or you could just be like old Mugabe and believe that if you go to sleep, nothing's going to happen. Don't be like Mugabe. So stand too, ruffians. Stand too until you're told to stand down. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Yeah, I don't know what happened to that guy, but I'm pretty sure it didn't work out well. Bottom line is this, y'all. This is a cultural fight. Don't mistake it for anything else. And when you establish your defensive positions, you don't do it by yourself. You establish your defensive positions by interlocking those fields of fire with others. And when the time comes, you stand too. And you face forward, and you watch, and you wait, and you assess, and you continue until you're told to stand down. That's it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.